there are two things that we need to take into an account. Number one, whenever God does something, God has a reason why he does it. I can never claim that I understand why does God do what he does. One of non-Jewish philosophers said, I don't need a God that I can understand, because if I can understand him, I would be him. I need a God which is higher than me. So not being understandable is one of absolutely necessary traits of God. So God does what he does, and we will never be able to understand why. Now, sometimes our sages explain why God does what he does. For example, there is a very sad story about a family that did not have kids for a long time, and they were coming to Baal Shem Tov, a very righteous rabbi, for a blessing to have children. And he, believe it or not, was refusing to give them this blessing. And then finally, they were pushing and pushing, and he relented. He gave them a blessing, and a child was born. And they were so happy, I cannot even describe how happy they were, but when the child was 3 years old, he passed away. And here again, they run to Baal Shem Tov with a complaint. First, he gave us a blessing of this child, and now this child is taken away from us. What's going on? So Baal Shem Tov answered that this is why I did not want to give you this blessing. I saw in heaven which child you are destined to have. There was a Jewish child who, when he was a little baby, was kidnapped by non-Jews. And until age of 3, he spent with non-Jews, and he was not eating kosher food, and he was not living in a Jewish environment. He was not doing anything Jewish. But then when he was 3 years old, his family found him and took him back. And he was later raised in a Jewish family. He received a Jewish education, and he grew up to be a big tzaddik, a very righteous person. So when he passed away in heaven, they were looking at him and said, well, he was a righteous person. His life was perfect. There's only one problem. Up until 3 years old, he didn't do anything Jewish, and he was eating non-kosher food. He was not keeping Shabbos. He was not doing anything what Jews are supposed to do. So what are we supposed to do? The only way to fix it is to send him back to earth for just 3 years. So these 3 years of his childhood would be rectified. So they sent this child to you, says Baal Shem Tov. I saw that this child would pass away when he was 3 because he was meant to live here only for 3 years. That's why I did not want you to have this child. I knew how much sorrow it would give you. But this is the story. This explains, the story I just told you, explains why sometimes even little children die. We, in this instance, found out from Baal Shem Tov what was the backstory. But vast majority of times, we don't even begin to understand what is really going on. So God has his reasons, and I'm sure his reasons are good reasons because he is God. But having said that, here's another very important point that we always need to keep in mind. Even though we believe that God has good reasons for whatever he's doing, it does not mean that we have to accept whatever he's doing, and it does not mean that we have to allow him to get away with doing things which are wrong according to our understanding. This is why in the Jewish world there's such a thing as prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is voicing your disagreement with God. God, you gave me a salary of $150,000 a year. I want double of that. I want $300,000 a year. Well, if I will say, you know what, God knows what he's doing. If that's how much he gave you, that's how much he gave you. Don't complain. Well, here goes the whole concept of prayer. The idea of prayer is, God, this and this person is sick, and I want you to make him healthy. If you believe that God knows what he's doing, you should say, well, God made this person sick, so I'm sure God knows what he's doing. I'm sure this person is supposed to be sick. Let him stay sick. We are saying, no. God, make him healthy. I disagree with you. So Prayer is an act of defiance. That's what prayer is. Mm-hmm. Our forefathers have been disagreeing with God. Moses was disagreeing with God. Why? Because God is capable of everything, and God is capable of also accomplishing whatever he needs to accomplish in ways that would not hurt us. And we need to demand from God exactly that. There were three rabbis who were together in a concentration camp during World War II. And they were living in the same barrack, and they were living through all of the horrors of Nazi camps together. And they decided to get together and create a rabbinic court. Three rabbis are allowed to create a rabbinic court. In their barrack, they decided to create a rabbinic court and judge God. They decided to see whether God is allowed to do what he's doing. We know that God promises us to obey by the very laws that he's giving us. So if he is giving us certain rules to follow, he has to follow the same rules as well. So these three rabbis took the Torah rules and they were deliberating whether or not God is allowed to do what he is doing. Maybe there is a way to justify what God is doing. Maybe there is a reason to excuse God. And after the entire night of deliberation, they concluded unanimously that God is not allowed to do what he's doing. God is wrong. They had this deliberation, they had the session of rabbinic court at night, because as you know, these people were working by day, and the only way to sit together and talk without being caught by the guards was at night. And they were sitting in their barrack and quietly whispering to each other everything what they wanted to say in their barrack. And once they reached the conclusion, they ruled that God is wrong, that God is not allowed to do what he's doing. And after ruling that God is in the wrong and God is not allowed to do what he's doing, one of them picked up his eyes and saw through the cracks in the barrack wall that the sun already started to rise. And he told the other two that the sun is rising, and if we want to manage to have enough time for our morning prayers before they take us away for work, we need to start right now. And they all went to pray. They just ruled that God is wrong. They just ruled that God is not allowed to do what he's doing. And then they get up and they go to pray to this very God. This is the way how we are supposed to be looking at what is going on. We know on one hand that God has his reasons for doing things, and I'm sure he has great reasons, but still we have to demand from him that he will do what's good to us according to our understanding. And we are supposed to demand that he should help people who are in need, he should heal people who are sick, he should not take people away from us when they're young. We have to demand from God the good things that we see as good. Things should be good according to our understanding of what good is. But at the same time, we have to understand that he is the one in charge. And after ruling that he's wrong, we get up and go pray to him.